Action Park Media.
You're on the ILC, the go-to place for New York Islanders hockey talk.
Welcome aboard the ILC podcast, powered by Action Park Media. Mike Carver here with you as the Islander regular season has come to a close. They finished fourth in the East, and they will now get ready for a first-round matchup with the Pittsburgh Penguins, starting most likely this weekend, Game 1 in Pittsburgh. So a lot to talk about. As always, you can listen to the show on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, everywhere you get them. You know where to go. Yet, get your ILC Podcast t-shirts at yesmenoutfitters.com. Devin has some new gear just releasing for the playoffs. Farley shirt looking outstanding. That and more, yesmenoutfitters.com to go and make it happen. Go get your masks from Devin as well. He's got some great Gorton masks that you can wear as they up the capacity at the Collie to just about 7,000. And we'll get into that, too. So, Islanders are done. They finished fourth in the East, and that seemed to be where they did not mind finishing, because let's just tell it like it is. They took the last 2 weeks of the season off. You watched the games, right? Did you feel that that was an Islander team that was showing you the normal intensity that you have seen in the past? Sitting guys in various games? You know, Pageau got a night off in Buffalo. Barzy got a night off in Buffalo. Eberle got a night off against the Devils. You know, you can go on and on. They sat a lot of guys down the stretch. And that's fine. If that's how you want to play it, that's good. And I will trust Barry Trotz because he's that good. So if this was the plan he wanted to go with, we are going to, you know, pace ourselves and get ourselves ramped up into big-time money-on-the-table hockey. Well, here we are. It's time to do it. It was a tough 56 games. Barry mentioned or referenced several hundred times during it that all these games were like playoff games. This was going to be very tough and physical. And maybe that's why he throttled down here the last couple weeks. Because once they lost the three Washington games, he knew he had to get the two Ranger games. And they whacked the Rangers around this year, let's be fair. The Rangers weren't on the level of the Islanders, and geez, when was the last time you saw the Rangers have to go and fire everybody for losing to the Islanders, which is basically what happened. They weren't tough enough to beat the Islanders. At least that's what James Dolan thought. So away go the Rangers, and the Islanders got those two wins of them after losing the three to the Caps, and then Barry said, listen, we're shutting this thing down. He even told you this weekend. I mean, he only said it in the last two games, but he really, it was the last two and the four before that, that he was not, you know, they were not going full bore. And now we get to test one of the all-time, things in sports. Can you just turn it back on when it gets to playoff time? When you, you know, either sit players or, you know, you don't want to say coast. Because the guys are out there, you know, they're not just letting guys skate by them. They're trying to win. But the intensity just was not there. They had, some of those games had intensity of preseason games. And now you got to ramp it back up. And you're facing a team that, you know, beat you 6 out of 8 games this year. And will it matter? Will the regular season matter? It usually doesn't. But will it matter this year because it's a different circumstance? 56 games, 8 games against every team, including the team you're about to face. You've got to know them very well, especially the past couple years. I mean, they swept them in the first round 2 years ago. You know this Penguin team very well. And now you got to just, let's go, make it happen. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very interested in this series. Now, we will do a full series preview later this week, I promise you. I know I've said a lot this year. Well, we're going to ramp it up. We're ready to get going again. This year's been tough, I'm not going to lie. The spring's been tough. There's been a lot going on at home. There's been a lot going on with work. And, you know, unfortunately, the ISP was the thing that had to, you know, kind of, you know, be the thing that, you know, when I had to have the time, that's when it happened. But it's playoff time now. And just like I said, the money's on the table for the team. Well, the money's got to be on the table for us, too. So we're going to make it happen. We'll have our full preview. As always, we always talk to B-Comp before every playoff series the Islanders have. We will do that later this week. We will go wall to wall with the Islanders and the Penguins here on the ILC podcast. Later on in this episode, we're going to talk to Nick Costa, Offside Tavern, back in the mix, and we'll get all the details. Of course, you heard Brendan Burke drop the breadcrumbs on the broadcast on Monday night. We'll talk to Nick in a couple minutes here, and he will lay out these first two road games in Pittsburgh and how it's going to work for the Offside Tavern rebirth, as you will. But on the surface, there is a couple of things that do bother me about this series. I'm not going to lie. I don't like the way the team's played over the last month, 6 weeks, 2 months. You really want to circle it to when Anders Lee got hurt, you could circle it to there. The trade has not worked out. Okay? Last year it worked out with Pageau. This year it has not worked out. Okay? Palmieri's been he's done nothing. Zero. And I don't want to, everybody, you know, if you want to throw him pom-poms for scoring a goal in that 5-1 game against the Devils Saturday night, you can do it. I'm not going to. There's still time for this trade to have some significance, but it involves him scoring some playoff goals. And if he doesn't, trade was a complete zero. And hey, it happens sometimes. Sometimes you hit home runs. Sometimes you strike out. You want your guy to try, which is what we always screamed about here. We want at least the effort. And Lou tried. He made a move. And I know you could scream about Hall now. He's been so good for the Bruins, but it sounds like Hall didn't want to come here, and he controlled that he wanted to go to Boston. So it is what it is. Everybody wanted Kyle Palmieri before the Islanders made that trade. Everybody wanted Kyle Palmieri. Me, you, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your cousin, your baker, your butcher, and your candlestick maker. They all wanted Kyle Palmieri. So we can't sit here now. What a bad job by Lou. We all wanted it, and it didn't work out. It happens. There's still a little time for it to work out. Maybe he scores a couple big goals against the Penguins here in the first round. Maybe he gets a big OT winner that helps him win a series. There's time for this trade to matter, but as of right now, it doesn't matter. And that's just a simple fact. It don't matter right now. Trade was a zero. But there's time to change that. And the whole thing's been a zero since Lee got hurt. It just has. Things have not fit right. Things have not fit right. Here's a good thing. You've seen some life from Wally here coming down, and I think that he's got to be a big part of this. They need Oliver Wahlstrom to be a key power play piece against a garbage Penguin penalty kill. They need that. Need it badly. That's a big key to the Islanders, and we talk about that with BCOMP later in the week. That is going to be a big key. Wally's got to play a big part because their penalty kill stinks. And the Islander power play, as we know, it could be a zero a lot of the times, but they got to get that kid going with it. So we'll do all the trimmings with BCOMP later in the week and a couple of other friends to preview the series. There is some worries for me, and I'll express all of those to you guys later on when we preview it. So it'll be fascinating to see if the Barry theory will work out, you know, ramping it down and then ramping it back up. And Islanders and Penguins one more time around. Coming up, I believe on Sunday, a birdie told me Sunday afternoon for NBC, but that has not been confirmed yet. There's been no announcement made as of this. I mean, by the time we put this out late on Tuesday, I'm sure 5 minutes later they will give you the exact time of the game, but I'm hearing that it could be Sunday afternoon, and we'll see what goes on with that. So, we said we were going to talk to Nick Costa, and we have to do that because the Offside Tavern is back in the mix, baby! Our guy, Nick Costa, of course, the Offside Tavern. If you were watching the game against the Bruins on Monday night, Brendan Burke put the breadcrumbs out there, and then things just started to happen after that. Hi, guys, was the tweet, during the game. And then on Tuesday morning, a little bit more clarity as we're moving forward. Nick, always good to have you back on the program. First of all, how are you, my man? A lot going on.
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you for having me, sir. It is good to hear your voice. That's not coming out of my car.
I miss you, buddy. I miss you.
I miss you back.
I know. Yeah. And now we have an opportunity, it looks like, where we may see each other here. So this is outstanding. First, let's just get right into it here. Lay it all out. Just give everybody the nuts and bolts, the entire scenario. What do we have cooking here for the Offside Tavern?
What we have cooking is a delicious meal. We are going to be...
People are hungry.
Yeah, people are hungry for Offside. That's obvious. But as the way it stands is the New York Islanders reached out to me with a couple of different scenarios. The one that we landed on that was definitely the best fit was we are going to be doing a bar takeover. We are going to be taking over the Overlook, which is located on 44th between 2nd and 3rd Ave. And we are going to be turning that place back into Offside Tavern for this playoff run. And expect all the goodies, all the Josh Ho-Tangs and the Boy Chuck punches, and of course the tater trots.
Gotta have tater trots.
Gotta have tater trots. Can't not have tater trots. So been in contact with everyone involved, and we have the stuff, we have the ammo. Now it's time to you know, do what we've done the last few years, which is take care of you Isles fans.
And so the Overlook is, like you said, 44th over there, between, what was it, first and second or second and third, the Overlook?
Second and third.
Yeah. I know that area very well. I've passed out in numerous places around that area in the past, so I do know it good. So basically what's going to go on is the first two road games against the Penguins coming up here in this series. Now, we do not have, as of this recording, the definitive times and dates for this yet. I mentioned to you guys here earlier in the show that Birdie told me Sunday afternoon. We do not know that for sure yet, but what will be the process here, Nick, when we do know when the game is? Because as you know, people are going to be coming out in full force. What are we looking at? Do you know numbers yet, capacity-wise, the Overlook? If I've ever been in the Overlook, I don't remember it because of I was probably in a state that doesn't allow me to. What are we looking at capacity-wise for people that do want to come out, and what's the process going to be?
Okay, the capacity right now of the Overlook with all the restrictions is 200 people. So this place,
hey, that's, you know, that's like double what it said on the wall at Offside. So, I mean, we're already doing better, Nick. I mean, you technically were only supposed to have 75 people in the old place, and that was without COVID.
Yeah, right. Legally, we were only – I think it was 87.
Okay,
I think that was the number. 87, which we almost quadrupled on playoff games.
There was a couple nights. There was a couple nights where we did that.
You can't arrest me anymore. The capacity is going to be 200. I let them know out of the gate, whether it was the Overlook or the Islanders themselves, like, we need some sort of like hard ticketing system for this, because I learned that the hard way the first year we had hosted the playoffs, where it's like, oh, first come, first serve for a 7 o'clock game, and we open up at noon and people are lining up at 10 a.m. It's like, Jesus, come on. So there'll be more information released by the team. They're kind of going to be handling the ticketing, but I know they have a lot of really cool stuff just in the pipeline for this, giveaways and raffles. And they, you know, one of the things that they said to me that I thought was super cool is just that they wanted to bring back like the air that was Offside and all the different little fun things we used to do. Like, I think they want to do like a trivia portion, whether it's between periods or before the game, to pay homage to our trivia night.
So we got
to
have a Mario Kart race too? Or we got a Mario Kart race on the TV here? I mean,
I think that needs to get done too.
I mean, you could also give us like 7 minutes of comedy night. I mean, I know that you could get up there, a little open mic during the second intermission. We can get you for a couple minutes.
Yeah. Well, let's cram everything we did in a week into the two intermissions we have.
Yeah.
The one thing that I reached out to the team about, I'm waiting to hear back if I've had any bites, but I was like, let me get an alumni guest bartender.
Yeah. You know? How about that?
Get like Steve Webb or Aaron Asham, get them back there.
Hey, get Clarkie in there. Get anybody in. Let's go. Come on.
Well, that was one of the things they said to me when I suggested that. They were like, I hope you're not expecting somebody whose, you know, name is hanging from the rafters.
No.
I was like, no. I was like, anybody. You wore the jersey.
Anybody. Like, you could name whoever. Like, you could have.
Get me Brad Isbister.
Yes, Miss Bister. Get me Miss Bister in here. We could get him. Doug Huda, whoever you want to bring in, you know.
Sven Butenschon.
No, that would be great if you could get in the mix with that. That would be an awesome little caveat to have in there. But this is outstanding news. I love it. I am going to try
it's
to.
It's just
going to
be super fun.
Yes, it is. And that's the main thing, Nick. And that's everybody's been waiting for this. And I think that we need a little something here. We need a little blast because the season really. The Islanders coasted here to the finish line. There's no doubt about it. They coasted a little bit to the finish line, and now it's time to get it going. And I think that this is a big burst, a big spark that the fan base is going to get here, especially with the first two games being on the road. So this is going to be the place to be. And I think that it's really going to set things off.
I mean, between that and the up capacity at Nassau, I think we're in the driver's seat of this thing now.
No doubt. I agree with you. This is going to be outstanding. So the first two games at the Overlook, forget the Overlook. It's not called that anymore. It's called the Offside Tavern for the next, hopefully for the next 2 months, Nick.
Yeah, damn right.
Now, and we'll see what happens down the line. I talked to you beforehand. As of right now, first two games, Isles keep winning. Yep. We'll see what happens after that.
Yeah, you guys come pack it out and prove that you guys want it. They'll extend it.
Yeah, and of course, since we have you here, we do have to ask: are we any nuggets you can give us on UBS? Is there anything that we can? I know we've been laying a lot of breadcrumbs out lately. Is there anything we can say about UBS? You don't have to. I'm not going to hold you to it. But is there anything that we can say?
There's not a whole lot of fine detail to really get into. I mean, the only thing I can really say is that we have been talking. We've been talking. We're trying to figure out something that makes sense for all parties. Because it's not as, this isn't right.
This isn't easy.
Renting a spot on 14th Street and just like, go ahead, go on your way. It's a different animal. And the team, the people behind the scenes who are just the best. I have to shout out two people, which is Simone and Nick Pizzatello, who both work in the office, the front office there. And they do the stuff that makes the team run that,
people don't think about.
You don't think about. Yeah, you're never hearing their name in the news, but they're the ones who get it done. And, yeah, I've been in talks with both of them, and Simone's the one who single-handedly put this whole thing together, what we're doing right now with Overlook.
It's a very complex business deal. It's a complex business deal on several levels, which is right. The hard part about it.
and they are trying their best to get it done.
Good.
Which is all.
And that is all. And you've said that in the past. Obviously, when we talked at the end of last season, when we unfortunately had to talk about closing the doors, you had mentioned how great the team has been with you and trying to make things happen. And that continues to be the case today.
For sure. Absolutely. I'll tell you one thing. One of the other ideas that we were kicking around was doing a full pop-up. They reached out probably about a month ago about everything. And that was the original idea was like finding a blank place, bringing in a bar, bringing in all the TVs, getting a temporary liquor license, hiring food trucks, like really making it like this whole other thing.
Like a festival.
And the more
the Offside Festival. You won't be the Offside Tavern anymore.
Exactly.
You'll be the Offside. You guys, you'll turn into Lollapalooza before you know it, Nick. It's going to start as one show, and then you're going to tour all regular season throughout Long Island and the New York City area.
I am not against that at all. As long as
Offside Palooza, the Offside touring act, pop up shop, every away game somewhere throughout the New York City metro area, the Offside Tavern could be in a neighborhood near you. Look at the ideas that we're coming up with here, Nick.
Yeah. Take over whatever King Cullen parking lot we can.
That's outstanding. Oh, I love it. So everything will be ready to go. All of your Offside favorites. And we're even going to have, we have to shout out Devin, of course. Devin's going to have, what's Offside, a big Offside event without a Yes Men Outfitter merch table? I mean, what is?
Or Devin falling off of a bar stool after a goal.
Right. Yes. Screaming at the top of his lungs. Hey. So we need to have that. And that will be there as well.
Yeah, we need a little Devin in our lives.
We do, and he's even going to pull the ambulance up front there because he's upgraded since you've closed as well. So now we have to have an ambulance pull up there. I am going to do my best as well to come and hang out. Hopefully, let's hope this schedule works out for Sunday, Nick. Let's just say that.
Yeah,
let's hope it works out for Sunday.
and I don't. There's also rumor too that they're going to be that New York City is going to be changing closing times.
Right.
It'd be a little more lax. They're going to be opening up to more capacity. So I mean, this thing might be different.
Yeah.
Game to game.
Yeah.
And it's just playing.
Especially if it's
playing catch up.
Especially if it's a ride like last year, which where everybody's hoping that it is. And this thing goes on for 6, 8, or 12, you know, whatever weeks. 8 weeks would be the max, obviously. We want it to go 8 weeks.
Right.
That's where you get the most bang for our buck here and possibly a big cup at the end. But we want it to go that long, and you're right. Things could change throughout the course of a run like that with rules and regulations in New York City.
Right, right. Which, I'm not going to lie, I haven't been paying close attention
to. No, I don't blame you.
Since we closed. It's like, I don't care.
I don't blame you either. No, but just please give me Sunday. Don't give me this Monday, Wednesday stuff. All right, I can't have it because I can guarantee you, Nick.
It's definitely not Saturday. Is that for sure?
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure. Okay. Yes, I am. Listen, I'm not, you got to remember, I'm just going off of small information that I have. You got to go. Whatever, when the team announces it, that's what it's going to be. Don't start making plans for Sunday. I got no idea.
Same thing with tickets to this thing. When the team announces it, do what they tell you to do. Stop DMing me for tickets. God.
Yes. Leave Nick alone. He's got a lot on his plate to get this thing off the ground. Anything else you want to add to this, Nick? Anything else people need to know? I think we've got it all covered. We know where to go. We know to wait for the tickets from the team. We're going to have all the old offside favorites. Is there anything else that we can add in?
Of course, the main thing,
you're going to be there. You're going to be there, which is the biggest thing of all, Nick, is seeing you there.
Stop. I can't wait. Like, this is what I loved to do, and like I kind of created my own dream job.
Yes.
And it kind of got yanked away from me, and this is just kind of a chance to do it again, and I cannot wait.
I love it, brother. Is Vince gonna be there? Can we get Vince in the
mix?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, come on,
let's go. Gotta see Big V. All right, so this is I'm pumped up now. This is all happening, and now we need a big run to keep this thing going for a long time. So Offside Tavern pop-up is back at the Overlook on 44th and 2nd and 3rd. Did I get it right, Nick? I'll screw that up and do it now next to 3 or 4 days. But there you go. At the Overlook is now the offside. First two Islander road games coming up to be determined. Hopefully Sunday, game one. We'll see what happens there. Nick, I can't wait to see you there. It's going to be outstanding. Thanks, as always, for a couple minutes. And that the ball keeps rolling here and we get more and more things done, like over at the stable at UBS.
Sounds good, man. Thanks for having me.
My thanks to Nick Costa right there. So you've got all the details of the Offside Tavern back in the mix here for the first two games of the playoffs, the road games in Pittsburgh. Get over to the Overlook, which we are now going to call the Offside Tavern, 44th, 2nd, and 3rd. It's all happening. Get in the mix. Keep your eyes out for how the tickets are going to work out. So before we get out of here, a couple of other things we wanted to bring up. I tweeted out that video. How about Jack Edwards the other night with the Pastrnak Komarov thing? I mean, God, dude. Could you? And we know he's nuts. Can you relax, bro? Honestly, screaming. Basically, you would have thought, if you didn't watch the video of Komarov, you know, with the butt end of the stick, Knob and Pastrnak there, if you weren't watching it and you just listened to Jack Edwards, you would have thought that Leo basically took his stick with like a baseball bat with two hands on it and two-handed him in the back of the head. You would have thought that that's what happened. I mean, what a clown. Seriously. Simmer down, Jack. Please, take it easy. We know you're a homer, but you don't have to go so over the top. It's just too much sometimes. It really is. So, geez, they can't lose fast enough either. The Bruins, sick of them. Sick of the Bruins. And it's guys like him that make you sick of them. Sick of them. So hopefully the Capitals will take care of business with them. But we can't worry about that. We worried about the Islanders and the Penguins starting up this weekend. And how about the fact that there's going to be an increase in the amount of people in the barn? This is going to be significant. It has been pretty good with the 10% that have been in there so far. And now you're going to ramp this thing up to about 7K, I think it's 6,800, whatever the number is. And you're going to basically ramp this thing up now to 6,800, almost 7K. And you've got a team coming in for that who, let's be fair here, I mean, they're scared of the building. Let's call it like it is. The Penguins, they don't do well here. Okay, any playoff series. The Penguins don't do well against the Islanders at the barn. They just don't, especially this new group, okay? They don't do very well. And anytime you get a chance to have more people in there and make it harder, especially on those goaltenders who have never done anything in the playoffs, that's going to be a factor. So good to see more people in the building for the Islanders. How it's working, like all those tweets on Monday from Cuomo and, you know, this section's going to have this. You guys figure it out for yourselves. I couldn't even explain it to you right now. I had no idea what was going on there. The vaccinated sections, I got no clue. I got no clue. All right. Most likely with my schedule, I doubt, especially weeknight games, I doubt I'll even be there. But I couldn't try to figure it out. I couldn't even explain it to you guys right now if I wanted to. So if you can get there, God bless. Please go. Have a great time. Be as loud as humanly possible because that team that's going to be on the other side of the ice, they don't like that building. They never do well there, and they get rattled there. So rattle them. Make it happen. And the Islander fan will. You don't even need to pump the Islander fan. Islander fan, playoff game, they're going to bring the noise. That's just the way it goes. So later this week, we will get into it. My thanks to Nick Costa. Offside. Oh, wait, one more thing. I can't leave yet. The Bridgeport thing. I'm sorry. I couldn't leave on this note. I have to. I can't believe people care so much. Maybe, and I know I'm in the minority with the stake, or you know, what to say. Who cares? Like, honestly, like, I thought Sound Tigers was a cool name. I did. I thought the logo was cool, the name was cool. I don't really care. I don't care enough about the AHL affiliate's name and logo that I'm going to burn the place down over it, which is kind of what was going on yesterday. Woo! People were not happy about the switch to the Bridgeport Islanders. I mean, I'm just, hey, whatever, dude. Like, how about winning some games? Maybe that, yeah, I mean, whatever works. Like, how about winning some games and developing some prospects? That is all that I care about in my AHL franchise. Developing prospects is always one. I don't even care that much about winning games, to be quite honest with you. Developing prospects is always number one. That's the top list. The guys that I need to be getting better are getting better. That is the A number one role of your AHL franchise. Get the young players developed. That is what you are there for. Number two, you want to win games and maybe win the title in the AHL? Great. That'd be cool too. But developing prospects, logos and names, I don't care. I really don't. So I know that there was everybody was on fire about it on Monday. I can't get to that level with you guys. I just can't. I don't care. It was a cool name. There was some talk they would eventually move that to Uniondale, that play at the old Coliseum. I don't think that's happening either. Like, they got to knock that place down. Like, that place is a dump. That's what they need to do with that building. Like, knock it down and build a park there. Like, we don't need another building now with UBS coming. You don't need it. Like, moving them to the old Collie, like, forget it, man. Just stay in Bridgeport. That's a great arena, that Webster Bank Arena. Stay there. Done. Like, forget moving to the Collie. Like, knock the place down. Let's be honest. You guys all know it, too. Well, the memories will be gone, and, you know, be on to bigger and better places in a few months. That place needs to go. It's time. Don't put an AHL team in there. Keep them right there at the Webster Bank. But the name and the logo, hey, whatever, man. Develop my prospects and win some games. So now, thanks to Nick Costa, Offside Tavern. Be on the lookout for all that stuff. My thanks, as always, to the crew at Action Park Media, doing an outstanding job. DevinYesMenOutfitters.com. New product is coming. Get ILC Podcast gear there as well. We will see you later this week. We will talk to B-Comp. As always, before the Islanders play a playoff series, we will get a long, in-depth conversation with him. Have a couple other things scheduled as well. Could be an hour or two-hour ILC preview show. Could be. So be ready to get the listening done in the weekend before they hopefully start this thing on Sunday afternoon. So Mike Carver, ILC Podcast, an Islander playoff run ready to begin. Hopefully another long one, just like last summer in the bubble. I'll talk to you guys later in the week. Mike Carver, ILC Podcast. See you then.